Dear Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that you draw us closer to yourself. Each time we come here, Lord, you're here. And you love to fill us more and more with yourself. And we thank you for the opportunity this afternoon to let you fill us more with yourself. Lord, we love you. And we want to love you more and be obedient to all that you want us to do. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Bless each one that's here. If there are those that are here that are going through difficult days or have problems, Lord, you know all about it, and you're able for each situation to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, and we thank you ahead of time for the answer. In your name, amen. Amen. Before I came to camp, oh, does everybody know my name? My Chinese name is Bei Zhenju, and my English name is Gerda Bakker. I never liked my English name. I was given that name by my cousin who lived with us when I was born, and I never liked it. But then one day, a few years ago, a woman came from Germany, and her name was Gerda, and she said, "We have a nice name, because our name means, it's a Swedish and also German name, and it means a lady shepherd." So I guess the Lord gave me the right name, because that's what I've been. I didn't choose that, but that's what Jesus chose for my life. But before I came to camp this year, it was about, I guess, a week or two ago, suddenly I felt I should read. I have a book at home. I brought it along this time. It's in my car already. And it's some of Brother Gordon Gardner's notes from years ago, and he has some words in there. The prophecies through Brother Hans Waffle, we call him Uncle Hans, and in Chinese we call him, I'm used to doing Chinese meetings, not English, so if my English is not so good, please excuse me. I've been doing it over 40 years in Chinese. And he had some prophecies written there about the camp. Wonderful words, what God did here. And when you think of all the years that how God worked, I wasn't here the first year. My sister was, because I'm younger than she is. But the second year I was here, and I was in the cottage, and I never forget it. But in this place, God has done wonders, miracles. And as soon as you come onto these grounds, you feel rejuvenated. There's something that happens because Jesus is here in a very wonderful way. And you feel happy and you forget about all your trouble. If you have troubles or problems, you forget about them. And Jesus just draws your heart in this place. He's chosen this place to manifest himself. And that's the reason, I believe, for this place. And we want to thank Uncle Hans forever. He purchased this place, didn't he? I guess so. Yeah. That's what I've heard. And it belonged to a Jewish man. In Chinese, we call him a Lao Guan Gun. He was a bachelor. And he brought all these things. There's still some of them from all over the world. But now Jesus brings jewels from all over the world. And these jewels are people that are hungry for Jesus. And something happens to you here. This time, too. You just sleep here one night. And you're changed. There's something that happens here because Jesus is here. He fills this place. And it happened to me when I was a child. You've heard this story many times. My mother, she said to me, my sister had to take care of me. And we were coming up to camp. I've told it so many times. I'm sorry if I tell it again. But I think I'll tell it all my life. And we were going by bus in those days. You went about midnight, and you didn't get here till about 7 in the morning, and there was no Thruway. I don't think there was a Thruway, maybe just beginning. And the Northway wasn't here. It was through all these towns. And I was so happy that I didn't have to go to sleep. I thought that was real fun, being on a bus all night. You don't have to go to sleep. I thought sleeping was a waste of time. And in my mind, I was a little girl, 10 years old. In my mind, I thought, oh, I want to go swimming and boating. That was in my mind. Have a good time and laugh a lot. And I guess I still do. But my mother said to me at the door, she said, it's about time you're filled with the Holy Spirit. She knew what happened to her when she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Her life was changed. And so she just wanted to tell everybody, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so she said to me, look at your sister. She was 9 years old when the Lord baptized her. In those days, the Lord came to the children's meetings and they were baptized. They seemed to come in quickly into the blessing of the baptism. They told me that. I didn't experience it myself. And then my mother said to me, it's about time you sought for the baptism. And my mother was a quiet person, but those words had such power to it. It was like a knife going into my heart. And I thought, look, she said, look, you're going to be 11 years old. I was 10. I would have my birthday here at camp. You're going to be 11 and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. It's about time. So I didn't say much, but those words were like a knife in my heart. And I came up here, I guess the first day I was really tired because there was a lady on the bus. She was laughing the whole time. And we sat in the last row on the bus, and that made the bus go back and forth, and that was fun. So the first night here, I guess I was tired. Then the next day was my birthday, 11 years old. So I thought, well, on my birthday, that's a good day to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I knelt around here somewhere, and I said, Jesus, it's my birthday. Won't you fill me with the Holy Spirit? Just very simple. Children are that way. And there was nothing that day. But the next day, I said, well, today is just as good. And today the Lord will, at night we prayed again. And it was a very quiet baptism, but the Lord came and changed me. He did it. I remember there was another girl my age, that was Anna Schreck. She's Anna Saylor now. She was over here, and she had the baptism already. I said, Lord, she is filled. You can do the same for me. Very simple. And I just opened my heart, and the Lord came. And that changed my life. It's changed my life forever. And so I thank God that my mother did that. And often she spoke words that when the Lord used her for speaking words that would go into people's hearts and change their lives. And so that changed my life. And from then on, I knew about the presence of Jesus. I was born into the Ridgewood Fellowship. And from a child, I knew Jesus was, that's all real. I thought we're in the best church in the world. And I still think that. I know there are many good churches, but to me that was the best church in the world. And our ministers were the best. Oh, and from that night on, my life was changed. It was a small beginning. The Lord added to it later on. But there's a door that's in our hearts that's opened when we're filled with the baptism, and Jesus can reveal himself to us. We have a verse in Chinese, that I can say it better in Chinese than English. 有理啊，我的命令有遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现. That's John 14:21. And in the King James, it's, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's the verse Sister Pearl Young chose for each one of our summer camps or winter camps. And we still have that. We have a new red banner now with golden characters with this verse. Jesus wants to manifest himself to us and his presence. And 1 year in Taiwan, Sister Pearl wanted me to translate some of the articles by Gerhard Ter Stegen, a German saint from years ago, into English, and then it would be translate from the German into English, and then later into the Chinese. And I found in his writings something so precious. He said, the presence of the Lord is three, it can be manifest in three different ways. One, he's the omniscient, and I can say it better in Chinese. 无所不知的，无所不能的，无所不在的. He's all present, he's all powerful, and all knowing. Yeah, thank you. And I can say, because I'm used to doing this in Chinese. So that's one type of his presence. God is, and many people believe this. In the Chinese culture, they believe in Shang Di, the person up there that's in charge of everything. They believe there's a God that's in charge, Shang Di. And they know. I've heard one woman say to me, as she went through trials during the uprising in China years ago, she had difficult days and she prayed to the God in heaven. They knew there's a God in heaven. God answered her. That's one type of his presence, but it doesn't become real to some people. It's, well, he's there. Wherever you go, he's there. He is there. Then the second type of his presence, Gerhard Ter Stegen said, is his presence manifested in grace. And I asked Sister Pearl, what does that mean? She said, well, his presence in grace, many Christians have that. They know that Jesus answers their prayer. God gives them a nice wife or a husband, children, provides for them. This is all his presence manifested in grace. God answers their prayer. Maybe they are sick and he heals them. And then she said, then there's the third type, his presence. And it's in Colossians 1:28 where it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. And that's the most important. We love him because what he does for us answers our prayers. But we love him most of all because of him being with us all the time. Hallelujah. And so I read in that book, I just mentioned that book from Brother Gordon Gardner. He said, Uncle Hans said, God wants this place to be a vestibule of heaven. Isn't that wonderful? And I think it is. It's been that all these years. Many people have given their hearts to Jesus here. There are people that have come here, they'll never forget it. Boys and girls, they gave their hearts to Jesus in the cottage. In the palace used to be where we girls and then the young, the boys were, and now it's in the village. They'll never forget what Jesus did for them here. There have been people that were healed here. There are people that were baptized with the Holy Spirit. There are people that have heard the call of God here. This is a place, the vestibule of heaven, and Jesus wants to continue to do that. But I thought, wouldn't it be, I believe Jesus wants that also in all the churches, a vestibule of heaven. And also it says in those prophecies that no sorrow. No wonder we feel so happy here. There's no sorrow in heaven. Tears are wiped away. And if you're really filled with the Holy Spirit, you find out that joy, the joy increases all the time. And it just takes you through everything. And Jesus helps us. And so he wants to do that again in this little meeting. I was going to go home this morning after the meeting, but then Brother Eddie asked me to lead. So I said, for Brother Eddie, I'll do anything. We love him and our ministers because they've worked hard and they're holding up the fort and the light. Hallelujah. And so Jesus wants to work in our hearts. We don't know what he's going to do, but he will. This is the vestibule of heaven, and there should be no sorrow. Even though we heard the news of Sister Martha's home going, that makes us sorrowful because I wanted to visit her. I thought when I go back to the city, maybe Sister Moni would go with me. We'd go visit her. But now we have to go to heaven to visit her. And she's happy there. Oh, I thank God for her life. She's been such a Trojan. She's been such an example. When things were difficult, she was true to Jesus. And I believe she was about 89, something like that, 89. Yeah. And her husband is a little older. But thank God for these Trojans, those that have been true to Jesus and others. And yesterday we heard that wonderful sermon last night about the cloud of witnesses, those we have the communion of the saints, of those that have gone before. We don't understand it fully, but perhaps they're surrounding us in the Spirit. We don't know altogether, but perhaps they do things for us that we don't know. Hallelujah. And Jesus is working. And so maybe we could, I don't have such a good voice as these ministers do. So I can't start in the right key. And I'm used to leading from the piano or an organ. So if you'll bear with me and let me do it that way. Jesus, Jesus, that's number 28 in the camp book. And we want to worship Jesus. We want to welcome him. Every meeting, we want to welcome Jesus. He's there. We welcome him with our whole hearts, not only in the meeting, but in our bodies. Our bodies are changed. I've been healed in meetings, really healed. Absolutely healed from an accident. Years ago, I was in an accident in Taiwan, and God healed me in that meeting that I never had difficulty again with that problem. I was a young girl, a young lady rather, and I was in that terrible accident where I felt one leg was shorter than the other and my spine something was wrong with. I got up in the morning, I'd have to go roll out of bed very carefully for about a week after that accident, and painful. But I went to that meeting that morning. We had a pump organ, those old-fashioned, they were good organs, they had nice tones. And in that meeting, Jesus came so close, so wonderful, brought us into his presence. I forgot all about it. That's what he does. And I walked out of that meeting afterwards. Oh, I'm okay. And I ran upstairs to my room, and I tried every position, and it was all better. Never any problem. And the next morning, the next day, we went as a group of young people. We went up into the mountains, and I had a big accordion. I could lift it up and carry it. And, oh, we used to have fun. We used to have, I'd have the accordion, and it rains a lot in Taiwan. So I'd put the umbrella handle in here and play the accordion, so it was okay. Well, we went up into the mountains. They had never heard about Jesus up there. And we had such a good time rejoicing in his presence. But Jesus healed me in that meeting. He does that in his presence. He comes to us. And who knows what he wants to do over this weekend. He wants to help us. Let's, if we can sing that to him. Brother Eddie is better at leading. Jesus, I'm talking Chinese. Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, we have it. Yesu, Yesu, that's how you say it in Chinese. And the Lord will help us.
Thank you. fire.